The reason for the uncertainty this year is an executive order from President Trump in January requiring for every one new regulation issued, at least two prior regulations be identified for elimination. Trump also issued a 60-day freeze on new and pending regulations until they'd been reviewed by a head of an agency appointed by the new president. The start dates for the fishing seasons require the publishing of regulations in the Federal Register. As of late February, those regulations had not yet been published. Republican U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski says she's trying to get to the bottom of what the president's executive order means for Alaska's fisheries.
Well, I like the idea of eliminating some of the regulatory underbrush. I think we recognize that in certain areas, and this is exactly one of those, where we count on our agencies to be prompt and diligent in laying down these regs so that people can engage in their business, in their livelihood. We need to make that happen.
Murkowski says she doesn't yet know whether the season will be able to start March 11th. John Ewald, a spokesman with NOAA Fisheries Headquarters, says no official announcement on halibut has yet happened. He expects to be able to provide more information soon. Ewald writes in an email that NOAA Fisheries is working with the Department of Commerce, Office of Management and Budget, and the new administration to determine how the executive order could possibly affect regulatory actions. Linda Benkin is executive director of the Alaska Longline Fishermen's Association and also a U.S. representative on the Halibut Commission. She calls it a bit of a scramble every year for the National Marine Fisheries Service to get the season regulations published in time.
But this year, with the change in administration and the administration rule of rescinding two regs for every one new reg, there's been a little bit more confusion and concern about the season opening on time than usual. But what I'm hearing right now from people and NIMS Juno is that they are optimistic that the season will open on time. They're doing all they can to move the regs through the process. They'll know more by next week, but again, at this point, they're optimistic.
If the seasons are able to open March 11th, that would correspond to some bigger tides this year. Bigger tides can make it more difficult for fishermen to set gear for the bottom fish. And Benkin says the Halibut Commission is hoping to hear feedback on whether that creates problems this year. With help from Maria Dudzak in Ketchikan, I'm Joe Vicnicki in Petersburg.